Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of January 18. I am Joel Marshall. Joining me to take a look at all the weekend's action is my colleague Daniel Nuttall. And Daniel, we had a huge day on the Gold Coast last week with Magic Millions Race Day. And it's not as much of a highlight this weekend. We've got a stakes race at Flemington, the Kensington Stakes, but a few smallish fields for their Twilight program. First race 3:10 Eastern Time, and not much else in the way of black type action, but still, nevertheless, plenty of winners to be found, and hopefully you'll be able to find a few for the listeners.
Yeah, of course, Flemington back, as you said, the Twilight Meeting, the Twilight Meeting, maybe, was it 3 weeks ago now? 4 weeks ago, maybe. I don't think it received a bit of a lukewarm response to it. I think there's a few out there. Yeah, which naturally, with just getting used to your Saturday setup, we're hoping it started a bit earlier, but there are a few that do like it. I think they got good numbers there at the track for that Twilight Meeting. So, you know, something different, and I'm sure I'll keep trialling this over the next few weeks. Eagle Farm, yeah, of course, not this meeting, not nearly as good as the Gold Coast Meeting the week prior, but this competitive field, some big fields, and I think it is a hard day all round. I found it hard to make a special at a few of the venues. So, looking forward to the challenge, I guess.
Indeed. Well, we'll kick off with Flemington. And as you said, good numbers, good patrons on track, I believe, at that last Twilight Meeting. And these are the sort of... I think this is a perfect race day for it, with really not a lot happening on Saturday. So it's not as if sort of attention will be, you know, trying to be focused anywhere else. And people can get out and have a good Saturday afternoon / evening. We do have one black-type race. This is the Kensington Stakes. And a little bit of a disappointing field in terms of size, just the six runners. It's race five on the card, but nevertheless we do see some pretty handy sprinters go round. I've gone the way of number two, Bold Star. Good short courser from South Australia, I think back to the 1,000 metres. Got the race fitness to some degree on his side, so I've lent his way from one, All Too Royal, three, Time to Rain, and four, My Pendant. But it will be a race just to watch for me. What was your on-top pick for the Kensington?
Yeah, likewise, Joel, won't be diving into this race. Keenness out it plays out, though, is some different form lines to sort of dissect here. I'm with Sartorial Splendor, the Brazen Bow colt on top. He's a horse I've got a lot of time for. I remember following him all throughout the last preparation. He rewarded me with a terrific win on the Beaten Condos Express. I was flying at the time in a Group 3 on Cox Plate Day, and then stepped up to the Coolmore Stud, started 40-1 there, and... it wasn't competitive, but he wasn't disgraced either. I think he can, as I said, won't be too confident here, but I think he's worthy of being the on top selection. I've got Time to Rain in next. It's trialled well. Bold Star, of course, got the runs on the board over the Flemington on the Flemington Straight, and All Too Royal, a very consistent galloper. 5-3, 1-2 for me.
All right. Well, my best on the program, I've gone for Red Healer on the backup, race 2, number 6. I doubt she was suited coming back to 1400 last week. There was a couple of mares in that race that were dropping back in distance. She ran well, and she was sort of closing on the line, doing her best work late. So I think back out to 1700, she gets her chance to notch another win. Red Healer, I made my value in the last, which is the biggest field of the day, race 9, number 16, Black Bow Tie, who I thought probably should have won at Cranbourne last start. Was held up whilst the winner was out and going. He got through late and ran second. They brought him to town last prep, and I thought he was pretty good late behind Heavenly Emperor over the mile, and then probably just came to the end of that preparation at his last run, having won on the heavy at Geelong in between those two. So I thought at a bit of a price in a race with plenty of chances, you'd have something each way on him, and that probably does me for the rest of the card. Maybe something each way on Vongole, race 6, number 13. Two runs back have been pretty good, up a little bit in grade, but I think it's got a bit of a future. I don't think we've seen the best of him yet, so maybe have something on him as well.
My best comes up in race 4. I think a very progressive galloper from the Friedman stable in Rogues Point, Australian bloodstock owned. I think he's just crying out for this 2,000 metres, Joel. He won two starts back at Cranbourne. He was just too classy for a three-year-old maiden field there. And then up to Sandown last set on the speed and just missed Ocean Heart. 2,000 metres, as I said, crying out for it. Pretty small field, pretty moderate sort of field as well. Of course, the top weight, Blossom on Stowe, is unbeaten. The filly she does a bit wrong. I think Rogue's Point, perfect draw for Johnny Allen, has already won on the horse. I think ticks a lot of boxes for me. So $3 mark in a small field, happy to take that price. The value comes up in the race early. It's not much value, but I guess in an 8-horse field, $6, $2, $10, probably worth an each-way play. Alabama Express, sort of like Sartorial Splendor I mentioned before. Last seen taking on a pretty hot Coolmore stud field. Started a big price there, and I thought ran on okay from the back to finish 5 lengths off the winner exceedance. So obviously loves the Flemington straight. This is obviously a much easier task, and I think he's a talented colt that's going places. Alabama Express for an informed stable. So race 3, number 2, my value.
All right, Rose Hill on Saturday. 9-race card, no black type action. But this will be the one race that I'm concentrating on Saturday, the 2-year-old race, race number 1. And I think there's some nice 2-year-olds engaged in this race. But I have a decent opinion of the filly Selzabeel, number 7. She's my best of the day. Wet track is perhaps a bit of an unknown, where, you know, they are predicting some rain in Sydney. And 1100 metre Rose Hill, you can often suit those up near the pace. Be interesting to see where she gets to. Obviously, she got back on debut in the Golden Gift, but she drew 14 of 14, and it was an outstanding run and defeat. I thought the barrier probably beat her. She's trialling up really well. They put the blinkers on in the latest trial, probably just to keep her even sharper, and she won really well. I think the English Millennium's looking like a target race for her in 3 weeks' time. And I'm pretty keen on her. I see she's sort of around 50 to 1 for some of the big group ones later in the carnival, and as a fair way out from those races, she might be worth a little something on. But I think she can win Saturday. So she's my best for Rose Hill. My value is Lure Me In, race 9, number 2. Formerly with Tony McAvoy. Always showed plenty of talent. Thought his first up run was very good for David Pfeiffer, who's got a real knack of getting horses from other stables and getting the best out of them. Had the best last 200 of the race. He was back in a sort of a hopeless position on the turn, but really ran on well. His form last preparation around Junipel reads well for this. Karen McAvoy aboard second up. He's one on the soft, so he can sort of handle the soft ground not too bad. He's my value, and a bit of a roughy race, 2, number 1, Show Me the Honey. Tipped him last week at 20 to 1, dropping back to the highway handicap grade from the benchmark company, and unfortunately just never saw daylight up the straight. Finished 10th, beaten 4.5 lengths, but never got clear. So he's going to be 20 to 1 again, and I'll have to follow up. But I think up in distance won't hurt him either. So he's the one at a bit of odds. But Rose Hill, Daniel, what took your fancy?
Up against you, Joel. I'm with the 2 Baylicks from the Godolphin stable, James McDonald. Quite keen on him when he made his debut in the Breeders' Plate earlier in the spring. Started favourite there and just didn't have all the favours in the run. Covered ground out wide. Still stuck on well to finish 3rd. Well, the run was pretty sound. It was on a soft track. He'll see that sort of track surface on Saturday, you'd think, with the predicted rain. Put away after that run. Really liked his recent trial. He sort of only got out late, but once through, he sort of powered through and to narrowly win. And then you look 50 metres after line, he's about 4 lengths in front of the other horses. I really liked the trial there. And he comes up against your best, which is a bit of a concern because you're seeing him well of late, but I'm with Baylicks on top. I think he can hopefully make a winning start for me at Rose Hill. Race 1, number 2, and the value comes up in race 6, Deodoro, first up for the Portelli stable. Has been working well at home, and we'll get the benefit of a wet track, which he enjoys. First up record is pretty sound, and on his day, he showed early on he was pretty good. He ran all right last preparation. He didn't win. He never really threatened much, but he ran well, as I said, without threat in some handy enough benchmark 78 races. 4-year-old now, and I think he can, about $8 worth an each way play. Race 6, number 5, Deodoro.
All right, Murray Bridge racing on Saturday in Adelaide, and similar to last week. A lot of numbers, big field, so should be some value. Were you keen on anything there, Daniel?
Well, I'm not going to jump into anything. We're going to have a bet on any race on the card. We race 5, number 6, Kai Shaka, making her my best all day. She's a pretty talented mare. She's lightly raced, only the 4 starts. She's a 4-year-old, and 4 of those starts resulted in 2 wins. She went to Terrain last start. It was a benchmark 58. Didn't beat any world beaters there, but really loved the way she sort of won. She sat back, which she hasn't done before, so she had another string to her bow. She sat back after a slow start, rounded up the field, and won really, really soft on the line, even sort of doing a bit wrong and moving out towards the outside fence in the run. She claims three with the inform apprentice and drops 2 kilos after that run. The big field, I assume that she'll go back again, and we'll take a pair of it in Kaishaka, race 5, number 6, and value. Yeah, tough day, I think, but a wonderful re in race 3 for the Paul Pruska stable. I think it's going well on two runs. This preparation up and trip will suit to the 1400 metres, and drawn well, claiming 3 as well. I don't think there's many winning chances in that race. Maybe Seababe, the Will Clarkin horse, and one of McAvoy's as well. So definitely worth an each-way play. Wonderful Riri. Race 3, number 5 at Murray Bridge.
All right, racing in Queensland on Saturday heads to Eagle Farm. I think having a very quick scan of the fields, there are a couple of horses in to back up from last week's Magic Millions meeting. Certainly among the nominations anyway. What were your thoughts there? A couple of three-year-old fields, always a bit of dent for those. And two-year-old race, one of Chris Waller's I noticed has trialled pretty well. I think you've seen it trial reasonably well also. And he's damn, one of Magic Millions, Military Rose. So that's Granado, an interesting runner.
Yeah, worth looking at Granado and saying that that first race is a pretty strong race. Dark Sun ran well behind Wisdom of Water. They then ran well in Magic Millions. Mass Destruction's in form. Miss Lot 1 as well. That's a pretty tough race. I'll back Granado, but I won't have too much on it. But in terms of the best and a value for me at Eagle Farm, race 8, the best, Red Dalton. The mare I've been following this preparation after. She jumped out really well. She prior to the first up run, her times that day was pretty even with Alligator Blood, and they were two of the quickest times of those jump outs, or those trials rather. First up, 1200 metres at Eagle Farm, got a long way back in the race is a little bit short of her best. She just sort of held her ground at the back there. The next two starts, she was terrific at Eagle Farm. This track and trip, well, 1500 metres, so slightly longer than this trip, sat wide the entire way. It's amazing she was able to stick on for second, and then won at the Sunny Coast last start in a similar race to this. So I think she's got to hold her form. Red Dalton, the 54 kilos. She'll be extremely hard to beat. She's my best, and the value comes up. Not much value. I thought it'd come up a bigger price than this. The Kingdom, race 4, number 8. I think just ticking over nicely this prep. $5. I'm not sure what's a few winning chances in that. I might change just at the price anyway, because it's $5. I think Wanderbar we might make as a better value bet. Race 2, number 10, Chris Lee's 3-year-old filly taking on the older horses. She has form around Smart Aquitaine in Sydney. I think it's $13. That's well over the odds. So a little spec each way on race 2, number 10, Wanderbar.
All right, racing in the West is back at Ascot on Saturday, and Scott McDonnell from the Best Bets and Winning Post team has done all the form for that meeting. His best bet is coming around. Looks pretty hard to beat too, off an impressive second up win. Likely to start a warm favourite, but Willie Pike aboard should be getting the job done. Race 7, number 3. And Scott's value bet was Madame Torio. Race 3, number 9, a first starter. Willie Pike to ride off a trial win at Lark Hill, so it'll be interesting to see what the odds assessors make of her on debut, but expected to run pretty well. Racing across the ditch on Saturday is at Trentham and in the South Island at Gore. Trentham, their big day, it's Cup Day, Wellington Cup Day. Just a Group 3 race these days over the 2 miles, but we've got the Group 1s of the Thorndon Mile and the Telegraph, and we also have a Group 3 race for the fillies, the Desert Gold Stakes, several of these on a path towards the New Zealand Oaks. My best bet was in race 10, just one of the benchmark races. It's River Run, number 4. Drew badly at Ellerslie last start, but ran really well for third. Looks ready to win third up. The Telegraph sees my value bet, Expression. Pretty talented girl this. She was Group 1 placed as a filly. Didn't show her best in Sydney, but was placed behind Mitzi one day. Thought her first up run in New Zealand, the big weight, was pretty good. I think she can run well. And Elsa on the card, Rock on Wood, might be worth a bet in the Thorndon Mile. At Gore, the best bet is Miss Federer. Race 8, number 4, quite a topical tip too. She's by Swiss Ace. And a value bet is Deceptio Visus, race 9, number 2. Well, that just about takes us out for this weekend's action. Don't forget, get out and pick up your winning post. All the winners are there. All the usual form guides and editorial pieces. Daniel, before we leave the listeners, we need a $20 bet. And, well, I'll get in first here, and it could be a very long day if this gets rolled. In fact, I'll probably put the cue in the rack. I'll go Selzabil against Bailick, who I do have respect for. I did tip him, I think, in the Breeders' Plate on debut, so certainly respecting him and return with honour as well. And Lord of War didn't see the best of him off a wide trip on debut. So there's a bit of strength to it, but I'll step into Selzabil and hopefully turn a profit at 1:05 on Saturday. That's my $20 bet. What about you, Daniel?
Well, hopefully I'm off the cricket ground at about 6 o'clock and to see my, I think, best all day. It is a hard day to make a $20 bet, but Brisbane Race 8, number 6, Red Dalton, at 6:22. So hopefully wait around for that and get about a $4 mark, I think, when I last look. So Race 8, number 6, 20 on Red Dalton, that Eagle Farm.
Excellent. All right. Hopefully we found you plenty of listeners, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.